Oh, welcome everyone. We have an exciting new podcast. It is Pet Interviewing Podcast. We're going to find out all about these pets, what humans do wrong, what they could be better at, and what's it like being these pets. And maybe they'll even translate some of the other pet sounds that we find. So introducing into the studio the fluffiest, the cutest, the softest little Hoppy Bunny. Hello, Bunny.
Hello.
Now, Bunny, I think, what color are you?
I am white and a bit of brown on my ears.
Oh, and do you have an owner?
Yes.
So you're someone's pet. And what's the best thing about being someone's pet as a bunny?
They pet me and they lift me up and they give me lots of nice hugs and kisses.
Ah, and do you have any complaints about your humans?
Yes.
What could you complain about?
They leave me at home all by myself and I need a friend to play with.
Ah. So you're just all by yourself?
Yeah.
So that could be something that I will write down in a letter, and I will send that to your parent, to your pet owner people. And do you have any other stories of when you've had an interesting pet moment? Maybe you almost escaped your cage one day. Maybe you met another pet.
Yes, at the vet.
What was it like going to the vet?
Yeah, because they gave me some needles and the flu injection
Was it scary?
Yeah, and it really hurt my skin.
Oh, but I'm glad you haven't got the flu.
But the doctor said it won't be sore anymore.
Oh, well, they sound like they're looking after you properly, but it would be very nice to have a friend to play with. If you did have a friend, what kind of games would you play with them?
Chasey. Nibbling them, on top of each other.
Ah, well, I have a potential friend for you to listen to. Can I show you a bunny sound that I've found? And you tell me if you can understand what this bunny is saying, okay?
Okay. He's saying, please have a hug, please give me a hug.
Oh, so there's like lots of bunnies out there that also need a friend, so maybe we can team you up with one. Well, you are welcome to go behind the studio into the cafeteria where we have lots of bunny treats, and in a few moments you may be joined with some other pets that I'm interviewing. Thanks for joining us today.
Wait,
Bunny,
are they cowards there?
Definitely, and one of them is dipped in honey. So it's an extra sweet carrot for you.
Yummy. Bye-bye.
Bye. So next we have a very cute, very floppy, very hyper puppy. Hello, puppy. I think they said hello. They're running around and they're trying to chew my microphone. Well, puppy, can you just sit, puppy, sit. Okay, sitting puppy, tell us what it's like to be a puppy dog.
It's nice.
Do you have any complaints about your owners?
Yes.
What are they?
I'm a bit too high, and they lock me in my cage all the time and I can't do really anything.
Oh, and all you want to do when you're hyper is run around.
And I just need to sit and lie down and fetch my toys for me. None of the owners really care.
And do you have other puppies with you?
No.
You're a lone puppy dog pet. Well, I'm wondering if you have any events, like interesting things that have ever happened in your household. Have you ever accidentally knocked over something and gotten in big trouble?
Yes, I jumped on the table and I knocked over a piece of glass and it got in the owner's foot and she got very mad, so she needed to go to the doctor and get it out and I was alone.
Oh, well, that sounds like sometimes you can do things by accident, which is probably annoying to your owners. But I'm sure you'll get better at things like that.
Yeah.
And I have a puppy sound that you might be able to translate for me. I'd wonder if you can tell me what this puppy is saying.
He's fine because he misses his owner. He sees a very scary bird that's about to come in the house.
Oh, so he's a little bit scared, a little bit whimpery. Have you ever made a sound like that? Oh. Well, I hope you don't whimper when you go behind the studio and see what's in our fridge, because we have some puppy treats for you. And
I like puppies. I like human food.
Oh, okay. Well, I better quickly just text my cafeteria manager and tell them to put some human food in the back there for you. Sorry about that. So maybe you will like to talk to a little bunny rabbit and make friends with the bunny that's out the back there.
At home, they gave me a toy bunny rabbit and a toy mouse.
Uh-oh. So are you saying that you might actually chew the bunny in the back cafeteria?
No, I love that bunny. I became my toy the pet.
Ah, and you maybe lick them?
No, I just leave them alone to rest.
Okay, that's good. And good to hear.
And then my tummy grows big from eating all that food.
Excellent. Well, thanks for joining us, puppy.
It's okay.
Oh, so next up we have the smallest bundle of fur I have ever seen. Beautiful little guinea pig. Hello, guinea pig. Now, can you describe what you look like to everyone? Have you got spots?
Just one or two.
And you are a little guinea pig, so what's it like being a guinea pig? You might have to just speak up because we couldn't hear that very well. Where do you sleep at night?
I'm sleeping with a nice cozy little bed.
Oh, you sleep in someone's bed, not in a cage.
No, because I'm body trained and I don't need to sleep in a cage because I love sleeping with people because it makes me feel happy.
Oh, wow. You are the most spoilt guinea pig I have ever met. You know, I had guinea pigs when I was growing up. They were my pets. One of them was called Mother Pig and one of them was called Baby Pig.
And that was my brother's sister.
But we kept them in a hutch where they had to sleep at night and that had straw and wood and grass.
I eat grass and straw.
Ah, so do you have any complaints about being a guinea pig? So what are your complaints about being a guinea pig?
Nothing really.
Oh, that's good. Well, I have a guinea pig sound here for you. And guinea pigs, they make a very interesting sound. And I wonder if you can tell me what this guinea pig is saying. Okay? An interesting sound. What are those guinea pigs talking about?
Get away from me, you naughty little rascal. Stop hitting me and bumping my bushy.
Well, if you don't have any guinea pigs to bump into, then you are lucky. You will be able to talk to our bunny and puppy guest in the cafeteria, and we have lots of straw and grass for you to eat.
Eat guinea pigs.
Oh, well, we've given this puppy strict instructions to behave, and apparently they are very excited to meet you. So have fun and thanks for joining us. So now we have a guest, the largest guest I've ever had, a very big, beautiful, strong horse. Hello, horsey. Now,
that means hello and horse.
Well, horsey, do you can you tell us what colour you are?
I am brown with some spots and.
I love brown horses. Can you tell us what it's like to be a horse and if you have any complaints about being a horse?
People ride me very, very hard and their legs are very stinky.
Ah, so you don't like being ridden all the time?
No, because their legs, they need to have baths more often.
Ah, they're stinky. Well, that makes sense, especially if you're a very clean horse. And have you got other horses to spend time with, or are you all alone?
I have so many horses to spend time with. And play so nicely. And one of their names is, that's one of the horses' names.
Well, I have a horse sound. And I was wondering if you can tell me what this horse is saying, okay? What was that horse saying?
Get me out of here! You have so stinky feet!
Well, I hope that you don't find any stinky feet in the cafeteria behind the studio. There is a fridge with the word horse on it, and you'll see lots of beautiful apples and grass and hay.
Excuse me?
Yes.
We can't read, so we can't know if it says horse or not, because we're not like a reader.
Okay.
We just eat books.
That is such a good point. We did not think of that. I'm going to put a big plate on the table with just hay and apples for you to go straight to. So you can enjoy that. And I hope you meet lovely other pets. Can you give, before you go, just one tip to how to treat a horse as a pet? What's the best thing that humans can do?
Nothing really. I just like being alone.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for joining us, and I'll see you next time.
That means fine horse.
So that's it for today. We have heard from our pets that most humans need to treat pets nicely, sometimes leave them alone, and also sometimes get them some friends to hang out with. That's very important. Look after your pets, everyone, and see you later.